At a time when home ownership often feels like a distant dream for many young adults, our story about Cole Brenton, a 22-year-old who recently bought the cheapest house in Prince George for $179,900, caught readers' attention. Not just locally, his story was read across the country. This wouldn't have been the case a decade or two ago, but times are very different now. And while it was definitely a good news story, it also highlights the broader issues facing a generation grappling with an increasingly impenetrable real estate market. With housing prices in many areas hovering between $500,000 to $1 million, coupled with stagnant wages and a challenging job market, the path to home ownership has become more arduous than ever. For most young people just starting their careers, the notion of affording a house seems less like a goal and more like a fantasy. Brenton's story, however, underscores that while the odds may be stacked against them, it is still possible to break through, if one is fortunate enough to find the right opportunity. Brenton's journey to home ownership began with a casual observation of the housing market, but it quickly transformed into a focused mission. His decision to buy a freestanding house instead of a condo illustrates a crucial point. Young buyers are becoming increasingly discerning about what they want and what value truly means in today's market. With high strata fees and the absence of land in many condo options, Brenton chose a property that offers potential for growth and personalization, a quality many young buyers now prioritize. What makes Brenton's story newsworthy is not just the purchase itself, but the rapid pace at which it happened. In just a few days, he went from reading the listing to viewing the property to being handed the keys to his own house, demonstrating that determination and timely decision-making can yield remarkable results, even in a market rife with obstacles. For many young people, navigating the complexities of mortgage approval and real estate can feel overwhelming. Yet Brenton highlights how steady employment and support from family and friends can make it easier. His relationship with his employer, who played a major role in guiding him through the home buying process, reveals another vital aspect of this narrative: community and mentorship. In an age where social networks often substitute for traditional familial and community structures, the importance of having mentors in one's career can be life-changing. Brenton's story reminds us that having someone to turn to for advice, especially someone who understands the nuances of financial planning and home renovation, can empower young buyers to take significant steps toward homeownership. However, while Brenton's success story is inspiring, it should not mask the challenges faced by countless others. For every young adult who manages to buy a home, there are many more who are either priced out of the market or burdened by student debt and low wages. The average cost of a home in urban centers, and, increasingly, in smaller communities, continues to rise, making it increasingly difficult for young people to achieve the stability and independence that homeownership can offer. Brenton acknowledges the rarity of his situation. It's not so common anymore for someone as young as me to buy a house. His story should serve as both an encouragement and a rallying cry for policymakers to take action in addressing the housing crisis. Initiatives that support affordable housing development, offer financial education, and facilitate easier access to mortgages for young buyers could make a significant difference in the lives of many. Ultimately, Brenton's journey is a testament to perseverance, strategic decision-making, and the power of community support. It exemplifies that while the path to homeownership has its challenges, it is not impossible. As young people face the daunting task of building their futures, they should take inspiration from stories like Brenton's. Have your say with a letter to the editor. Editor@pgcitizen.ca.